coming up at the Big Y World Class Market guest spot and guest chair. It's the beginning of the KVN show.
Hell yeah.
Kyle Van Noy.
I'm going to sit down if you don't mind.
Take please.
Here. Let's go. Oh, thank you.
The show has begun.
You guys don't have to stand up for me.
Oh, my knees are bad now. It's good. It feels
so what's
nice.
Up?
It's good to see y'all in person.
Yeah. Great to see you. Guys.
We appreciate you coming
out.
I've seen you around. But
what's new?
Well, what's new since last week? Since last what?
Since
Wednesday?
Last week.
Wednesday.
Ooh, went to a couple restaurants back in Boston. A couple are fancy.
Good ones? Anyone you want to shout out for that?
Shout out Moo.
Yeah.
It's in by the Boston Commons. I love that place. It's, to me, that's probably the best steakhouse in Boston, to me.
That's saying something. There's some good ones.
There's some good ones out there. You know, you got Abe and Louie's. You got the Capitol Grill. You got Del Frisco's. I mean, 23 Grill.
Davio's. Grill 23.
Yeah,
a lot
Grill
of good
23,
choices.
Davio's. There's a lot.
Oh, you hit them.
Shout out Neptune Oysters, too. That one's in the cuts.
I like this. Plug it off.
Yeah. I'm a foodie.
Did you get your new suit? You get suited
I
up?
I did. You see the three-piece? I posted it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
See the hats that they gave us getting off the plane? $100 hats, Beatles.
The black
ones?
Did you
see ones?
How much they were?
$99. $99 for the black, all black hat.
Why? What was special about it? Was this a snapback?
Exactly.
Do you know what they're getting for these up on the concourse? These jackets
like
right now?
Bucks.
$340.
Yeah. What?
These are $340.
Man, shout out Nike.
Shout out Nike. What's up, Nike? $339 is what they go for upstairs right now.
That's
awesome.
That's crazy.
The fans could buy in the
Good
building.
For them.
Your comments to us last week have, like, blown up.
About what?
Just by saying that... you were talking about last year and the Super Bowl, and so I think you used the word humbled, got humbled in the Super Bowl, and how, you know, that really makes you appreciate getting back to it this year.
But it was good, honest. It was a good, honest answer.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are so guarded. There's nothing controversial.
I'd be lying to say it didn't. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the look at it.
We
like,
expect you to win.
There's a lot of,
you to
yeah,
win.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of us that were here last year, and to sit here and say we aren't thinking about it, like, it's on our minds, but we want to prove the people right. We're here for a reason. We want to prove the people right. We have a lot of fans supporting us. You guys have been a big part of that, supporting us, and we want to prove to you guys and to people like Felger and Mons we can do it. You know what I mean?
I love how you pronounce that.
Run on that. You got that?
Yeah, please.
Good,
yeah.
Please. Don't be running that tomorrow.
But
shout out Felger and Mons, you know?
We're here at media night.
Yeah. Where are they at?
I don't know.
I
don't know where they are.
Dinner?
Probably at a steakhouse. Probably at a steakhouse.
Right, yeah. Moo too.
With napkins on them, right?
Oh, wow. He knows about the Nantucket stuff.
With the napkins.
Wow.
If you got shorts on, it's chilly in Nantucket.
You are on top of things.
I've been on Nantucket when it gets cold.
You are on top of everything. Yeah. That is impressive.
Hey, I do my homework, too.
That's really impressive.
Really good. Well, Felger's going to love that one.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Sony and how good he's
playing? Yes, please. Go for it.
Yeah, Sony... Man, he's played really good.
Is it silly question? Is it good for him as a rookie that a game of this magnitude? And he's trended nicely, but this game's in Georgia, in Atlanta, where he played college ball.
That's so tight.
You know, Andrews has talked about it. We get to go home, we get to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
And the game doesn't seem like it has the same magnitude as here we go. Let's pick it up and let's go to Minneapolis.
This is a football town.
Yes.
You know, that's
I respect it. I made my presence known at Georgia Tech already. I played in college down there. I got a block field or a block punt on there, a couple plays.
Recreate it?
Yeah. I went on the field to 10.
I'll show you the spot.
Like, ooh, I made a play right there.
Bobby Dodd Stadium is a tough place to play.
It is.
Yeah, I went to Maryland. We got our ass kicked there pretty good. Bobby Ross's coach.
Paul Johnson, he had a great – oh, man. Yeah, when those boys were clicking, they were clicking.
They were retired. He's retired.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Shout out Paul Johnson then.
Said he had like eight plays. Eight freaking plays, and they just mixed the formation up. That's it. You can't stop it.
They're tough.
To go to Sony, I mean, running backs in this game on both sides probably going to play an important role.
Yeah.
Right? You got to stop the backs. Sony's got to be the guy to have success, all that.
But I also want to hit on the people that don't get a lot of credit, and that's the offensive lines on both sides. They're playing, you know, their O-line, they're playing really, really good.
You're talking about theirs?
Yes, both of them. You know, Whitworth,
I think
Sullivan,
your offensive line has gotten a lot of crap last week.
Trent, Marcus, they're playing really good football.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you talk about the Rams, everybody talks Gurley at this point. Yeah. You know, it's all Gurley this, Gurley that.
But I'm not taking that away from them. No. They're really good. Right. Yeah. Anderson, Gurley, they're running hard. They're playing good.
Butterball. Hey, you better get low on him. Low center gravity, man. Yeah.
He starts going downhill. I mean,
he's a good player.
Yeah.
They're both playing really good, but I give a lot of credit to their O-line, too. They're really good. What's new with you guys, though?
Dude, it's just day one for us.
How was traveling?
Traveling
was okay.
I was with you, I was good.
It was quick.
Yeah, quick. We got a commercial.
Commercial?
Oh, poor me.
What'd you have? Delta?
Delta.
Shout out Delta. I need my miles.
Dude, this is like product country. I love it. I do it all the time. You get some pills.
Oh, man.
I
need all the sponsorships I can get.
I live by that.
Yeah.
By the way, wearing a nice Nike jacket. Shout out Nike once more.
Mr. Flash here. Yeah, we're going to get to him. Kyle, thanks so much, bud.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for coming. All right, CP, take it away.
CP, you ready? CP, TD, I like that.
It's one after another stopping by here on opening night.
Thanks for taking the time. You want to sit down?
No, I'm good.
Load off? You're good? Okay, good.
And we're now joined by Cordarrelle Patterson joining us here opening night for Super Bowl 53. Joined us in the Big Y World Class Market guest chair.
I'll tell you about
how about the Patriots fans here? Just the crowd. You guys came out. I mean, the reception you got at a media night, opening night.
It's love, man.
I've never seen it like that. Have you seen it like this, like we've seen tonight?
No, not an opening night. I think it's an easy destination. I think Minneapolis last year a little tough. But I've been watching you since you got here. You like to take everything in and have fun. I'm talking about warm-ups going around. You J.J. Watt the crowd. You throw the football with them.
Oh, man.
Why do you like to have so much fun?
I don't know,
because I know,
man.
Bill likes to keep it tight.
I mean, I was raised by a single mother. You know, and the hard work she put in each and every day for us, and she was always smiling. I was like, why is she smiling? She's working so hard for us. You know, we see her in the morning, and we don't see her till the nighttime because she's working so many hours. So just like I was saying, like myself, if I ever had the opportunity, you know, to do things she did, I was going to do it. You know? So for every game, I go out there, play catch with the fans, sign autographs, do everything I can to show them my appreciation.
You've also done everything.
I haven't thrown a touchdown pass yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Or kick the ball, yes. So.
you're angling to try one of those two
things? I'm trying to take my shot.
You've only got one game left in the season, though.
Hey, you never know.
But now, like, see, you haven't had some touches lately, but they put you in. There goes the motion. You're flying around. I see you go to the sideline last week. We're talking, like, leading up to this game. He's the type of guy that could get 10 to 12 touches in this game. Explosive plays, you're going to be an MVP in this game.
Oh,
I'm serious about it.
You know what you are
for
this? Sneaky.
Sneaky. You're like,
fly under the radar.
This game gets weird.
Fly under the radar. Everyone wants to talk about Edelman. Yeah. Everyone wants to talk about Sony Michel in the running game.
Tom's had enough.
Right? Tom Brady going for his sixth, and you could just this week
fly
right under the radar and then let Sunday be your day.
I kind of like that. One kick return, one touchdown catch. You're in, dude.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go dream about this tonight.
What's this week going to be like in terms of what you expect it to be, in terms of getting ready for the game, how much you're going to add from what you already put in last week?
It's crazy. It's unbelievable, man. Like I said, it's my first time here, so, man, I don't know what to expect. So I'm just trying to take everything under and just smile every time.
Are your teammates helping you with that at all? Sort of.
Oh, they just say just go out
there.
They just say go ahead and embrace it, man. Just have fun, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You never know when you can ever come back to here, so just enjoy it.
Unless you're Tom Brady and go back 9 times.
I've talked to Tom about this, too, and he said at number 84, and his dad was on sideline the last home game, he said, 84, Tom said he's one of the toughest SOBs he's ever played with.
Said he works.
We're sitting up there, okay, he'd give you the ball one time, first time he ran the ball when they had injuries all year, you know, at the running back position. And then he kept getting it. Then he kept touching it and touching it more. Who went to you to do that? Was it Josh? Was it Coach? And I know you ran it when you were in Oakland. A little bit.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Like you said, a little bit. But, I mean, Josh asked me, like, can you run a ball? I was like, I can do whatever you need me to do. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, but, I mean, that just doesn't come natural, man. You got to be able to run it consistently, dip the shoulder. Looks like you did it forever.
You got to have that dog in you. And I feel like I got that dog in me.
Dog. Got that dog, see? MVP.
Attention. Crazy.
You laugh, I'm telling you. You're in my top three.
What's up, man? How you doing? Oh, yeah. I got to sign that for you, man.
Yeah, you got a good show. Yeah. All right, Cordarrelle Patterson, appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Best of luck on
Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the week,
man.
Yes,
sir. Nice
watch. Take it all in.
Yes, sir. Nice watch.
Cordarrelle Patterson with us here at opening night, Super Bowl 53. Getting ready for a game on Sunday between the Patriots with Tom Brady, who's been here 9 times, and a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson, who's here for the first time.
And it's a mix. And then there's guys like him who've been in this league for a while that you never know if he'll get back.
And that's why, you know, Van Noy's here saying, let's talk about Sony, first-year guy. You get here, look at a guy like David Andrews. Joe Tooney, first player in NFL history to start his first 3 years in a Super Bowl. That's saying something. They get a great mix of guys that have experienced some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows, which I think once we get to the game and how that game's different, you know, Sunday's different. I mean, you're exhausted by halftime. I'm spent by halftime. They're going to be able to weigh on that, and I think that's the massive difference in this football game, the experience of playing in it, both when you win and lose. You know, they've lost last year, and they had a hell of a win a couple years ago.
All of our guests here at opening night joining us in the Big Y World Class Markets guest chair. We have plenty more to come from Atlanta. Don't go anywhere. Zolak and Bertrand on the Sports Zone.